Good day, San Bernardino County prayer warriors. The key issues facing our schools today are the next two California bills that affect education, AB 727 and AB 84. The AB 727 is the new LGBTQ student ID law. So what it basically is all LGBTQ, they're trying to expand their rights across every educational institution in California, public and charter schools, as well as public colleges and universities. It mandates that every student in grades 7 through 12 has on their back of their school ID the Trevor Project's phone number and a suicide hotline that's specifically designed to assist LGBTQ youth who are considering suicide. So it's not just for everybody, it's only specifically for them. So it's not the suicide hotline for all peoples of any type, it is only for the LGBTQ. So we lift this up, Lord, and pray that they would instead put the suicide hotline on there and that they would address the fact that the mental health affects all people of all kinds, not just those who associate with the LGBTQ. It actually doesn't make them more inclusive. It makes them more exclusive in this and actually makes them stand out. Even though it's a number and a place that could help them, we know, God, that they're still not saying that they should change, that they're accepting where they're at and not helping them to learn that you made them the way they are. Oh, Lord, we pray for the truth to expose, that they would come to know their true identity in Christ and their true identity that you made them, and be content and walk in comfort and happy expression of the way you made them, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we lift up AB 84 that protects charter schools and their funding. It would take money from homeschool-friendly charter school dollars away from teaching and learning into administration and bureaucracy fees for other things. It would limit charter schools and flexible learning options. It would let districts charge higher fees for overseeing charter schools, reducing money for teachers and programs. Flexible learning models like online and independent study could face cuts. The bill limits new and growing charter schools, reducing school choices and affecting students who need personalized education or special support. Overall, it would both hurt schools and families by cutting resources and options. So we pray that this also does not pass, so that there would be more flexibility. We pray that all the funding would be reviewed and to see who's getting what and how they're using it for accountability. We also pray, Father, that the funding will continue to go forth so that people can make choices and help those that are chose to teach their children at home. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.